Looking to find true balance in this time of chaos and change? Wishing you could keep the faith? Longing to forge ahead beyond the shadows into a brave new light? Buckle up and lean in for an hour of questions, answers, and practical magic. Welcome to Living on a Prayer. Now here's your host, Michelle Morgan.
But forgetting seems to take the longest time. The bitter fruit of anger growing from the seeds of jealousy. Oh, what a heartache. But I forgive the things you said to me.
And we are live in the studio. Willie, thanks for singing, bud. This is Michelle Morgan, and this is Living on a Prayer. Happy Monday, everybody. Happy sweltering Monday, everybody. So, I don't know if you guys find it a little odd. I've lived here my whole life. I'm born and bred in Seattle area, actually, which is kind of unusual. And this has been a kind of a wacky summer, you know? Went from, 60 degrees to 90 degrees overnight, pretty much, and then we kind of got a little goofy again last week, and now we're back up to the heat stroke parameter. It's a little bizarre. I had a great weekend. Went to Lake Chelan, played in the water slides all day yesterday. I'm telling you what, that was fun. There's one called Purple Haze that's like this dark tube that you slide down for like 45 minutes is what it feels like. That was not so fun. My claustrophobia kicked in a little bit in that one, but I survived. That was great. Had a great time. Good to be back. Hope everybody's having a good time as well. I want to just give a little shout out to Liz, who gave me the inspiration for today's topic, which is forgiveness. Oh boy, that's a tough one. So we're going to be talking a lot about the intricacies and the complexities of forgiveness. But first of all, give me a call. You got an issue about forgiveness, and I can pretty much imagine there ain't a single person out there, including myself, who doesn't have to work on that one. Phone number to call, 877-230-3062. Again, 877-230-3062. And I am very psyched that I'm getting feedback from listeners on my Facebook page and also via email, giving me topics to cover. Amla just sent me a great little message on my Facebook and gave me another topic. So it's pretty cool. So if you've got something you'd like me to cover on the show, please get a hold of me. You can send me an email from my website, and that is Michelle with one L, Morgan.org, not .com, .org. .com is a whole other ball of wax we're not going to talk about. Well, actually, no, it isn't anymore. It's actually michellemorgan.com. I'm going to go on a little tangent here. It's actually owned now by some company in the Cayman Islands. And if I want my name, if I want my name.com, it's going to cost me like, I don't know, 15 grand to get it. But it used to belong to a big busted blonde ex-playmate. And if y'all have seen my picture on my Facebook page, that's not me. Not any aspect of that description is me. So anyway, michellemorgan.org. And you can email me straight off the website, or you can click on the links box on the right-hand side of any page and go to my Facebook and become a fan. And that's really just tons of fun because I get to, you know, have communication with you in between shows, and you can leave me messages, and you can get involved in the discussions. You can start discussions. It's pretty groovy. If you love the music on the show, and who does not? And kids, you should see Barb. She's Barbalicious today. I'll tell you what, she looks gorgeous in her little sundress, and apparently she's got some groovy tunes lined up as usual. I always list them on my fan page, and you can go to iTunes and download the tunage and have a good time with that. Also, really, I know I say this every show, but I'm definitely putting this out there. If there's anybody that you know that could benefit from what we talk about on any of these shows, I encourage you to email the these shows to them, or you can share the show on your Facebook page. And the way to do that is to go to the archives, and you can get to the archives either through contacttalkradio.com or through michellemorgan.org on the media page. Go to the archives, and you can click right on there. There's a little link on any of the shows. They're all listed, described. You can click on any of the links straight there. It says email, and you can just send it on. Pretty cool. So there you go. All righty. Guess what it's time for? And this is my cue to my producer. It's time now for the Cosmic Critter Incredible. Of the Week.
It's impossible, but it's true. A man can talk to the animals. It's a miracle. In a year from now, I guarantee, I'll be the marvel of the mammals. Playing chess with camels. No more just a boring old MD. I'll study every living creature's
And we're talking to the animals. So thanks to the Animal Spirit Guides by Dr. Stephen Farmer, who has a show on this very station, 4 p.m. on Thursdays, Earth Magic Radio. He's very cool. And he is in a modern-day Dr. Doolittle, I'm assuming. So the Cosmic Critter of the Week for this week is Blackbird. If Blackbird shows up, it means let go of all your inhibitions and sing without concern for how it sounds or others' disapproval. Archangel Uriel is with you, watching out for you and helping you connect with nature and the nature spirits. Sound healing is one of your best treatments for whatever physical or emotional ailments or maladies you're experiencing. The gateway to the world of non-ordinary reality is open. Boy, isn't that the truth. Beckoning you to follow your true spiritual path and enhance your awareness of the non-physical realm. And finally, this is a particularly auspicious time to observe and heed any signs or omens that are shown to you. How cool is that? Blackbird. So last week was Scorpion. I almost said Scorpio. Last week was Scorpion. And had a great little message on the Facebook page from Sammy O'Neill today. And she said that she was on her way to work and heard this segment on the radio about this moving floor of scorpions in the desert. Yeah, isn't that amazing? So anyway, there you go. I thought that was really cool. Not the moving floor of scorpions, but just the message. It wasn't just one scorpion. It was an entire floor.
I wonder if anybody heard the scorpions last week.
Oh, they were in concert, weren't they?
Were they?
I thought they're coming.
Oh, they could be.
I thought that was what. Oh, you mean just on the radio?
And on the radio.
Oh, probably.
That would have been
awesome.
Yeah,
huh?
There you go.
Well, you should have played some of them.
I know, because, you know, I have it on the fly.
Of course you do. I'm counting on you to have it on the fly here, kid. What do you got? What do you got about Blackbirds? Come on. I can name about three songs off the top of my head, but I won't. So, all right. So we're going to just start to dive in here to the topic du jour, and then we're going to get to the phone lines because I got Sue on the line, who also emailed me this morning or messaged me on my Facebook thing. And she's got a great question about the topic. So we're going to be chatting with her here in a little bit. So hang on, Sue. So forgiveness. Yikes. I tell you what, I field a ton of questions about that in the counseling work that I do, because it's a tough subject. Our current religious model of forgiveness is sort of this holier-than-thou judgment-based declaration. Well, you know, you wronged me, but I'm a bigger person, so I forgive you. Well, that's all well and good, except judgment is hard to get past. It's really hard to get past. And the reason it's hard to get past is because the judgmental aspect of forgiveness keeps us tied to the pain. It keeps us reliving the pain. And it's interesting because I will be talking to someone about this subject and encouraging them to do some forgiveness work. And this is where I hear the yeah buts. And a yeah but is literally just that. It's yeah, but, you know, this person really hurt me. This person cheated on me. This person stole from me. This person, you know, was mean to me. This person did whatever. And I'll say yes. And, you know, it would be really powerful for you to, you know, be able to forgive them. Yeah, but, but it hurts. Well, you bet it does. So here's the thing about true forgiveness. true forgiveness is an experience of release. It's really a philosophy and a mindset that basically says what happened happened, and I am choosing to no longer carry the energy of that experience. It's not about saying that, you know, what happened was good, or that, you know, you're condoning the behavior, excusing the behavior. You're just literally saying it happened and I'm just not going to carry it anymore. Well, wouldn't it be nice if it was just that simple? If all you had to do was just go, well, you know, I'm just choosing to not carry it anymore. And I've heard people say that too. And then they're acting out of their grudges right, left, and freaking center. So here's what true forgiveness requires. First of all, it requires full acknowledgement of the pain, fully acknowledging and owning the hurt, the horror, whatever it was, of the situation, and giving yourself permission to actually feel that, all right? And then you have to have a willingness to heal and release the pain, not even the situation, just to heal and release the pain. What's the most important factor in that, kids, class? Class? Anyone? Bueller? You should have had your mic on for that one, Barb. She knows my little shtick now, so she's repeating it for me. Well, the most important factor is God, because you have to be able to turn this stuff over, and that's pretty much the theme of this entire discussion tonight, or today, tonight. Oh, man. I'm forgiving myself for not being quite all together here. Here's the other thing with true forgiveness. True compassion comes with true forgiveness. Compassion is a very interesting thing. We have a lot of examples of false compassion in our culture. And that also involves judgment, judging someone as pitiful. If you truly allow yourself to feel your own pain, truly allow yourself to feel your own pain, then you can empathize with somebody else's pain without actually taking it on. And then you're going to have an experience of actually being grateful that you're not in that person's skin, and you can feel compassion and love for them from an unattached position. You have to be able to recognize that somebody acted out of their own patterns and fears. And then you also have to not have an expectation that that person could do something different than what they did. And that's a big component when I see people resisting the forgiveness process is, yeah, but... You know, they should have known better, or they should have been nicer to me, or they should have whatever. Barb, you're fascinating me here with your body language. I'm dying to know what you're thinking.
Oh, I so have an issue after we take Sue's call of forgiveness that you can work me through the process.
Oh, honey girl, I will be so happy to work you through the process.
And there's intermediate involved into it also. So this will be awesome.
Yeah, nice. So as you can see, this is quite a global experience. And again, it's a confusing one because there's a very unfulfilling and impossible, actually, expectation out there of what forgiveness actually looks like. And I will repeat this one more time. If you forgive from the current modern modality, you're never going to get past your judgment. It's going to be impossible to get past your judgment. So I'm going to read a little quote from Ms. Catherine Ponder. Release is the top side of forgiveness. The word forgive means to give up, as in giving up a resentment or a claim. When you speak words of release, you start the action of forgiveness or giving up. If there are people or situations in your life you have tried to forgive but were unable to do so because of antagonisms and negative feelings that got stirred up in the process, then stop trying to forgive them. Just release them. As you loose them and let them go through release, you are forgiving them by giving them up. How powerful is that? We are going to be talking a little bit later in the show about how to work with the idea that forgiveness is just release. If you can start there, believe me, forgiveness is a lot easier. It's such a loaded word. Even just the word itself is so loaded. One of my favorite prayers to use for forgiving is, God, please forgive this person through me. Because then you don't have to worry about it for a while. If you can start to literally affirm that God is forgiving that person or that situation through you, it gets a whole lot easier to let go and start that release process. So we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Sue. We're going to talk about some of the other stuff I got to talk about this particular subject. And then, of course, we're going to get to Barb. You should have seen her. She was like rubbing her hands and just had this diabolical look on her face. So I can't wait to talk to you about it. All right. We'll be back. Don't go away. This is Michelle Morgan. You're listening to Living on a Prayer.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense four-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Got a question for Michelle? Give us a call here at 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062.
Action is made.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
And I don't mean the things that I say. Mama never taught me to treat an angel this way. I'm sorry for the hurt, I'm sorry for the pain. I'm responsible, I'll take the blame cause I need to.
And we are back. Ooh, good song. Who is that? Barb, who's that?
Scooter Braun.
Scooter Braun. Interesting. Never heard it. Great tune.
Yeah, good tune. Perfect.
Very good tune. Sounds a little bit like Lady Antebellum.
Oh.
Sounds a little bit like them. And it's interesting. That's a perfect polarity song because that's a masculine taking responsibility, owning up to his stuff and making it right. That's really cool. Very cool. All right. So let's talk a little bit more about this subject mundo. Forgiveness is a constant process. You can't forgive a couple times and be done with it. Trust me on that one. And you cannot speak the words of release a few times and expect to be freed from the bondage of unhappy memories or limiting experiences of your past. I actually highly recommend that you do forgiveness prayers on a daily basis. And before the end of the show, I'm going to be giving out some really cool prayers on forgiveness that are just great to use. So that being said, another key component to successful forgiveness is recognizing resistance. The resistance will give you the best information regarding what you truly believe. And resistance always points the way to the changes that you have to make. So your relationship to God can grow and become truer and deeper, but also so your relationship with yourself and the world around you can grow. Resistance is actually a really good thing. It's just really uncomfortable to admit. So here's a great little prayer for that. God, I am willing to release the pattern in me that created this resistance. My mind and heart are now open to the healing power of your love. We're going to talk about forgiveness Golly. As release, we're going to first talk to Sue in Wisconsin. Sue, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, darling. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Good.
My main question was about learning to forgive oneself. But before I ask you that,
yes, ma'am.
In listening to you, I remembered an incident that happened to me a while back. I wasn't in a good place at the time, okay. Emotionally, and I was with this gal that, which I'm sure everybody kind of knows, you know, the person that whatever is going through their mind, they say.
Sure.
And she said not just one thing, but several things.
Right.
And it finally kind of burst inside of me, and I made a comment that, you know, I probably shouldn't have said, but it just hit a raw nerve.
Right.
And the next day, I apologized. I told her I wasn't apologizing for the way I felt because, I couldn't do that.
Right.
But I am apologizing for the way I handled the situation.
Right.
And her response to me was that she would accept my apology because, you know why, she said?
Why?
That's just the kind of person I am.
Oh, bingo. Yeah.
Oh.
There's that false forgiveness. And doesn't that just make you want to just scream?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's that whole false forgiveness thing. And so, first of all, this is exactly what we just talked about the first segment of the show. The fact that this is about being able to recognize that someone is truly doing the best they can, and not from that new agey, everything's great place, but just from this real compassionate understanding of what's true for her. Now, the fact that she would make hurtful comments and do that as a pattern. Okay, because even just your description of her, those people, quote unquote, that we know that will just say whatever they, feel like saying, basically. And I'm not suggesting that everybody walks around and couches everything they say and is careful to be politically correct. I'm not talking about that. And I know my listeners know what we're talking about here. People who speak, quote unquote, the truth in a way that's hurtful to others. First of all, especially when women do that, they're absolutely not present. Okay, because if your friend, quote unquote, is truly your friend, she's going to know what your buttons are. She's going to know how, you know what I'm saying? She's going to know how you're feeling. She's going to intuit that you're not feeling that great, et cetera, et cetera. And she's going to be kinder in her delivery. But someone like this that's got a pattern of speaking their truth in a way that's hurtful, that's their pattern. And that's their shadow. That's the shadow warrior coming out. Shadow warrior is the opposite of the core for the feminine, okay? That means the shadow masculine. And here's the shadow warrior in full armor with an Uzi in one hand, a bloody machete in the other. And they're out there to just destroy anything in their path because that's how they feel safe, okay? So for whatever reason, whatever her belief systems are, she needs to feel that she has to, put people in their place or, get those zingers in. And there's a lot of that passive aggressive behavior in women in this world. Just a ton of it, unfortunately. So that's what you were up against. And so good for you for being powerful enough to, own your response to her because you went into your shadow warrior as well. And that's completely instinctual. Shadow begets shadow always. So you had a response and you owned it. And all you can do is from this point on, understand your limitations with this person. And that's the other gift of true forgiveness. If you really are willing to forgive in the way that I'm describing, what happened, I'm choosing to no longer carry the energy of the experience. That also gives you an incredible amount of discernment. You don't have an expectation anymore that this person's going to be different. You recognize this is who she is. God bless her. God bless her that the world must be a really scary place for her, that she's got to be, whipping out those zingers all the time just to feel safe. And then you can appropriately choose the type of relationship that you want to have with her, if you want to have one at all.
Yeah. Things kind of weren't the same after that.
I can
imagine. Even though she was, big-hearted enough to accept my apology because that's just the kind of person she is. but I don't know. Things just never were quite the same. And,
right.
I don't know. I think she probably never quite got over the total situation.
No, I'm sure she didn't. And I'm going to make sure that that I'm hearing you correctly, that your statement of her big-hearted, that you're being facetious about that, because that's actually a very small heart. That's a tiny little narrow pinpoint in her heart that's allowing you to, you know, speak forgiveness to her. Does that make sense?
Right. Correct.
Yeah. So the bottom line is that's going to be an opportunity for you to continue to forgive, to continue to release that, not only that specific experience, but see, I think the bigger global opportunity in forgiveness is connected to the law of attraction. We draw into our lives people and experiences that will completely and totally support our belief systems. So if you find that you have a lot of those types of circumstances in your life, or you have friendships or relationships with people that aren't fully supportive, then there's some belief systems that you're carrying at play that you would do well to heal so that you don't continue to draw that to you. So there's the gift. Remember, there's a blessing and a curse in everything, and the treasure is always in the darkness. The treasure in that experience is, first of all, you get a chance to practice true forgiveness, really see the truth of this woman, discern, create an appropriate relationship with her, if any, and then take it to that next step and go, okay, how does this show up in other areas? You know, what's true for me that I've got a quote-unquote friend in my life that's going to treat me that way? I think that's really powerful. It's a really great opportunity. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So then that segues quite brilliantly, actually, into your original inquiry, which is how in the heck do you forgive yourself? Because
yeah.
I guarantee you, if you start looking at your bigger pattern, you're going to start beating yourself up for it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you bet. Of course. So here's the thing about forgiving self.
Yeah.
Belief systems are critical in the process of forgiving yourself. And here's what I'm talking about. You all have heard me talk over and over and over about belief systems. You need more information on that? Check the archives or get on my website and read about it, because it's just a crucial element to this. And here are some of the belief systems or ideas that we carry about ourselves that are paramount in creating situations where we constantly need to forgive ourselves. Perfectionism, the idea that no matter what I do, it's never good enough, the need to prove yourself, being driven, quote unquote, especially women who are driven from a fear-based place, people pleasing is a huge one, or the victim stance. Those are fear-based beliefs that will guarantee that you have to beat yourself up constantly, and that beating oneself up constantly prevents you. You'll never forgive yourself. You just won't, because you got to always have a reason to be judging yourself. And that's actually a form of motivation in the psyche. That's where the parts get involved. And they'll use that giving oneself a hard time as an attempt to motivate you to be perfect, to be to please everybody, to, you know, reach those levels of perfectionism. Martyrdom, which is, you know, the victim stance on steroids, is all about forgiving everything and everyone else on the freaking planet except yourself. Because martyrdom is about a continuous judgment and condemnation of self. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So the key factor in forgiving yourself is, you, first of all, you have to do the work necessary to heal the belief systems. You just have to, because I can give you, you know, 565 prayers to do on forgiving yourself, and you'll do them all day long, and they're still only going to go to a certain level in your psyche because of the belief systems that are in place that are making you beat yourself up to begin with. So you got to heal the belief systems, and then daily forgiveness and release prayers really are essential. And this goes back to that whole resistance piece. Pray for the willingness to release the resistance, which will lead you, will give you the guidance to heal what needs to be healed, and you got to be open to that guidance. And then you have to take the action to heal those things. And that's, and you know, you and I spoke via emails this morning about this. This is the hardest. I believe that this is absolutely the hardest thing for people, is to forgive themselves. It's so easy at the end of the day to, you know, find an ability to forgive other people and not be able to extend that to ourselves.
Well, do you think that lack of self-esteem and self-confidence is what makes us not want to forgive ourselves, or is not forgiving ourselves manifested in the result of self lack of self-esteem and self-confidence?
Yes, which, and yes. No, it really is. It's you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you which came first. Which came first was the belief system. The belief system that's in your psyche, and a belief system, again, is how you see the world. An identity issue is how you see yourself in the world. So we're talking a belief system and an identity issue, okay? They're both belief systems, but one is a little more loaded than the other. But the belief systems are in place that give you a lack of self-esteem, a lack of self-worth, and low self-confidence. If you have a belief system that makes you feel bad about yourself, you will be guaranteed to create over and over and over again situations that make you feel bad about yourself so that you can beat yourself up. At the end of the day, you have to, in your psyche, at its most basic point, you have to be able to say, see, I told you you weren't worth anything. And that's what belief systems do. So yes and yes. I mean, and then the more you do these quote-unquote terrible things that you have to beat yourself up for, the lower your self-esteem gets. It's a completely wicked cycle. And truly, the only way, I am not kidding you, I'll go head-to-head with anybody on this. The only way that you will ever break that pattern is to heal the belief systems. You've got to do some form of counseling, a modality that will actually get in there and change the neural pathways in the brain. That's the only way that you'll truly heal that stuff. You can put a Band-Aid on it. You can temporarily change your behaviors to attempt to elicit a sense of self-esteem, and you'll succeed in that for a while. Some people succeed in that for quite a while. And then those original belief systems surface, and all Billy Hell breaks loose, and then you've got not only the pattern recreated, but it's going to an even deeper level because you succeeded for a while, but then you failed again. And at the end of the day, you can go, see, I told you so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Does that make sense? That is an absolute never-ending cycle. But again, here's the blessing in that. The blessing in that is, thank God, those patterns just repeat themselves, right? That we're not, you know, splintering off into a billion new patterns on a daily basis. Imagine how overwhelming that would be if every day you woke up and you had some other thing you were dealing with. We're dealing with the same things over and over again. Yes, they do show up sometimes in different forms, but it can be traced back to the same belief system, the same family legacies we're carrying, all of that. And those are rooted in the neural pathways in the brain, and they absolutely can be changed. So the key is, God is the ultimate foundation, because you start to do that prayer stuff and you ask specific to be guided to what you need to do to heal those belief systems. You do that prayer stuff, you release the resistance, you take the action, and then every day you still have to choose, because honest to God, you can do the work, heal every single freaking neuropathway in your entire brain and be literally perfect. I'm being slightly facetious to make my point. And still, because of human nature, at the end of the day, you're going to have to choose to continue to forgive yourself. Because remember, the belief system of perfectionism is a blessing and a curse, like every other belief system. The curse is obvious. We've been talking about the curse. It will drive you to never feel like you do anything good enough. But perfectionism also drives us to always do the right thing. And so if you heal the shadow side of that, you heal the negative side of that, then you get to capitalize on the good side of that or the positive side of that. But you'll still have to choose to forgive yourself because you're just human. You're going to make mistakes, you know?
And so, just striving for a peace of mind isn't going to take care of that whole...
No, ma'am.
Okay.
No. And it's so interesting. Gosh, that's just such a great statement. Peace of mind. First of all, you can't have peace in your mind while you got belief systems in there that create chaos. There's only two energies, love or fear. Our negative belief systems that set us up for those things are fear-based. Okay? Peace of mind comes from the energy of love. Well, you can't have fear in your brain and be able to just be in a state of that love energy. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to just heal this stuff. And I believe me, sweetheart, I wish it was as easy as just, you know, by willpower, we can change this stuff. You can change some of this behaviorally. You can make a decision that you're going to think more positively about yourself, that you're going to feel more positively about yourself, and it will work for a little while. It will absolutely work for a little while, and it's great stuff. But if you don't have a belief system in your psyche, in the neural pathways that supports that idea you're trying to walk around in the world with, it's eventually going to crash and burn. Then it just supports the original belief. So peace of mind, also take a look at that from a linguistic standpoint. Change the word peace to P-I-E-C-E. A piece of your mind will potentially get in the way. All you have to have is one part in there that's going, what? You're not worth anything. Are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. And that may have come from a critical parent. That may have come from a critical teacher that you had. It may have come from abuse that you suffered. It may come 20 generations back, rolled down through your paternal or maternal legacies. But if you've got that in your psyche, it's going to get in the way. Now, does that mean that we're all doomed, that no matter what we do, it's never going to work? No, it just means look at what you get a chance to heal. You get a chance to clear some things up, but you got to go after it where it lies in the psyche. That's the cool thing. Make sense?
Yeah, but you think that therapy is the way to go?
Absolutely. I think you have to heal the belief systems. I've seen it without exception. You have to heal the belief systems. But okay. But prayer is a good place to start, because if you do the prayer work and you allow God to guide you to the appropriate modality that's going to heal the belief systems, then you're golden. Sound good?
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
All right, girlfriend. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Liz on the phone. Sue, thank you so much for calling, sweetheart. Take care, everybody. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
What might life be like if there were room for heroes and goddesses again? Not merely in fairy tales, but alive in every one of us. Are you ready to truly own and live your destiny? Introducing CSI, developed and facilitated by visionary NLP practitioner Michelle Morgan. CSI is a unique fusion of progressive techniques which create powerful permanent change in the psyche at the exact point where your unconscious patterns originate. Go to www.michellemorgan.org to find out more about CSI. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you. So next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Satisfied with your current spiritual connection? Think you're failing on your spiritual path? Tired of the secret remaining just that? Join visionary NLP practitioner, author, and spiritual innovator Michelle Morgan for an intense 4-part workshop series designed to open your mind and heart to the ultimate love affair between you and God. Go to www.michellemorgan.org for more information. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.
That song. I love that song. I have that on my iPod. I listen to that song a lot. Human by the Human League. Awesome 80s group. Weren't they 80s or were they early 90s?
No, they were the 80s.
They were the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah. One of those really androgynous, beautiful bands.
Oh, yeah.
The boys and the girls were
the
gorgeous.
The boys and the girls. Yes.
They were so gorgeous.
They're still around.
They're still... Are they really?
They are still around.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And they are they doing anything new or are they just...
No, they've had a few albums in between. They're mostly, like, you know, straight to club hits type
right,
of a thing.
Right.
But they're still around.
Oh, man.
Phil Oakey still looks good.
Oh,
the girls still look good too.
Yeah, no, yeah. they were beautiful and great music.
Mm-hmm.
So had a little epiphany on the break. Don't you just love those? By the way, this is Living on a Prayer. If you're just tuning in, and I'm Michelle Morgan, and I'm a little bit all over the place today, but I'm going to blame my double Sagittarius nature for that, and the fact that I'm slightly waterlogged and sunburned from the weekend. But the epiphany that I had was, there's way too much to talk about on this one to make it a 1 hour deal. So guess what, kids? Next week, we're going to do part two of the forgiveness thing. So next week, we are going to talk about forgiveness as release. We're not going to get to that today, but I want you to just, you know, hold on to the idea of that. It's a philosophy that can make the very complicated nature of forgiveness a tad bit easier. So we will look at that in depth next week. Okay. Because I don't know about you kids, but I'm like really excited to talk to Barb. I can't wait to talk to her about this. But before we do, just want to reiterate a couple of quick things. Would love for you to rate this show. Host page on contacttalkradio.com. On the right side, you click on iTunes to subscribe to the show, and then you can rate this show. I have really good ratings right now, which is really fun, but nobody's written any reviews. So come on, kids. Give me a review or two. That'd be tons of fun. And, you know, the check will be in the mail. Just kidding. That'd be great. It'd be great. I would love some feedback on the iTunes. And that way other people can get on there and find out about the show and all that good groovy stuff. So, okay, Barb, honey, girl, so spill your little guts.
I'm in the hot seat.
You're in the hot seat,
yes.
Baby.
Yes. Okay, so my issue with forgiveness has to do with Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
But I have an issue.
Which is coming.
Which is coming, and I can feel it coming along.
Oh, yeah.
So I have an issue where there's a person that I was seeing that there was a big event. This is a year ago.
Okay.
And this is a good testament of being clear of where you are in any type of a relationship.
Yes, ma'am.
I was expecting to go to this event, and I did not.
Oh, okay.
Someone else flew in at the last minute.
And got your invitation.
And got my invitation.
Okay.
So we had issues about that. We are now friends.
Okay.
And it took me a long time, but finally I came to a place where I forgave him.
Okay.
So every time something... And I was like, really
honey.
Good with it. I totally mm-hmm. thought I was done.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm done with this. This is good. Blah, 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 blah,
yep.
blah.
Yep. Yep.
We had talked about it, everything. Apologies were done.
Right.
All of that.
Right.
Well... This is where multimedia comes into form, especially Facebook.
Facebook, God bless Facebook.
So anytime this person comes about, he's a little bit known around town.
Okay.
So anytime an event comes along,
mm-hmm.
she all of a sudden changes her picture to that night.
With him.
With him.
Oh, ouch.
Even though, at least that I know, that they're not together.
Mm-hmm. That's
but
a little zinger.
But anytime... The celebrity status comes up. All of a sudden, mm-hmm. the picture changes, and I see it.
Right. And what happens when you see it?
And I go through the roof.
Yeah, you bet.
I get, there's the whole feeling unvalidated at that point,
mm-hmm.
that type of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then, who are you? Where'd you come from?
Right.
That's another thing.
Right.
And then all of those issues come flying.
Come screaming back in for another visit.
And I lose it. And I admit it that I lose it.
Okay.
You know,
girl,
so it's just,
good.
Yeah. And so, you know, I feel those hurt feelings again and all of that.
You bet. So what the heck happened to the forgiveness, huh? Is that the question?
Yeah. Why is it so ingrained in my sense memory that it just... You know, I think the hugest part is that not being validated.
Yes, ma'am.
That is a, and every time I see that picture, It validates.
It just strikes that nerve.
Yes.
And so that's perfect. That's absolutely perfect. So there's a couple of things that we're going to talk about here with you. Number one is that subject. The fact that that nerve is there. The nerve, when that statement alone, there it strikes a nerve. The nerve that's getting struck, kiddo, is that neural pathway in your brain.
Correct.
I know you well enough to know that you have a belief system in place that has set you up repeatedly to be invalidated. Correct me if I'm wrong. In relationships of all kinds, you have been invalidated in your life. Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, but everybody has.
Oh, really? Okay, well.
No, I completely.
We're not talking about everybody.
No, 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 no. That's actually a very good thing, because 90% of the time I am validated in my life and through my work and those type of things.
Right.
And it was it's that thing of, I think it was, being a music person, I believe Madonna once quoted herself saying this, and she said, she goes, it's not all the people that love me, she goes, it's that one person that doesn't validate me or doesn't like me. That's the issue that bothers me. Right. And that's, rather than looking at all the stuff that I have, which outweighs the invalidation.
Always, always.
Yeah.
And that's because of the belief system thing. That's that perfectionism. That's that no matter what I do, it's not going to be good enough. So you'll set yourself up to have that one crucial person invalidate you.
Yes.
And you can be the kind of person who walks down the street and couldn't give a rat's patootie if everybody disapproves of you.
Correct.
But if there's one particular person that you have opened yourself up to.
Correct.
On any level, whether it's a work relationship, a love relationship, friendship, whatever it is, and they invalidate you, then that neural pathway fires off because
Correct.
Of that belief system. So that's the key to this particular situation.
Yes.
And you're right. I was giving you a little bit of poop about the fact that, you know, everybody feels invalidated. Yeah, you're right. And you want to know why? Because the deepest fear that every single one of us has is that we're not worthy of being loved by God. When you have a connection to someone, an intimate connection to someone, that is as close as it gets to being connected to God in everybody's human psyche. That's what we're seeking when we're seeking relationship, is to be loved by God. If you're loved intimately by that person, it validates you in the eyes of God. That's the belief system in the human part of our psyche. Okay? So everybody has that to some degree.
Yes.
There's no question that we do. Okay? But it shows up individually based on your legacies, based on your belief systems, etc. So that's why that neural pathway fires for you. And that's why it can be really confusing, because you think you've forgiven and you think you don't really, you know, you're not this kind of person that cowers at other people's opinions of you. But that one thing keeps striking you. Now, the other thing that I would tell you about is I think you need to put some forgiveness in some of the right places. I think it's not about forgiving him. I think you did that.
Oh, no, no, no.
I think
right.
you need to forgive her. Oh, you should see the look I'm getting. Holy mother of God. Oh, whoa. Excuse me while I put the flames out in my hair. Well, okay. So there,
and that's
there's
true.
Proof
I,
right
I
there.
Don't even know. She did, who knows what you she, need to, she, you, who yeah, she is in
you
this
You
need
whole to
situation.
Forgive her. You need to forgive the feminine in this case. You need to forgive that more global sisterhood thing. Mm-hmm. And you need to forgive yourself. You need to forgive yourself for setting yourself up for this.
Oh, totally. And that's in my head, too, is like, wow, I allowed this to happen.
Exactly.
I saw it coming.
You saw it coming. You should have known better. Blah, freaking blah.
Yep,
all of that.
Yep,
you bet. Don't even go there. Give yourself permission to feel what you're feeling. It's perfectly appropriate. The hurt is appropriate. But I'm telling you something, just from your immediate reaction alone, you need to forgive this woman, because she swooped in and did the unconscionable, you know, the feminine.
Can I bless and release her in pieces?
Please, you could. You could certainly give that a shot. That I would start with that, and then I would ease into the piece instead of pieces. So there you go. But that's a great point. It's a great point, and that gave us a great opportunity to talk about how that process works. You can just, you know, you can think that you got all the self-esteem in the freaking world. You can think that you're just walking down the street, you know, strutting. And then something like that comes along and knocks your legs out from underneath you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a repeated pattern. And that's, again, really, it's really crucial to do the forgiveness stuff on a daily basis. It really is. I can't emphasize that more. So let's flip to the phone lines real fast and talk to Miss Liz who is the inspiration, my muse for today's show. Liz, are you there, baby girl?
I'm here. Hi, Michelle.
Hi, babe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So
thanks for the show. I'm already looking forward to next week.
I know. Well, you know me. I should have known better. I should always know better that these subjects need, you know, at least two shows. So there we go. So what can I do for you, girl?
Well, I used to listen to people talk about forgiveness and feel like, oh, I don't really have anybody to forgive. You know, I'm good with everybody. And until I heard somebody say that, you know, you need to forgive because they're the people who don't have safe passage through your mind.
Oh, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah. And then when I started looking at it that way, there's a lot of people to forgive.
Yes.
On a daily basis.
Yes.
But I guess what I run into, I think I've run into the resistance of acknowledging it for myself and being more in a denial place that I was hurt by stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
But once I get past that, I have a hard time figuring out, you know, you can't always go back to the person who hurt you, you know, if they're not with us any longer or,
right.
you know, they're not in your life any longer.
Right.
So I'm wondering how to deal with that situation. And then even with the people you can go back to, how do you differentiate between the work you need to do for yourself
right.
with God and when you need to go back to somebody and, you know, have that conversation?
Well, that's such a great question. Thank you so much for asking that, because that's why the God thing is so important here. Don't worry right now about figuring that out. That discernment thing will come when you do the forgiveness piece for yourself, when you're willing to have that compassion for yourself and do the forgiveness for yourself and ask God to guide you to take right action. That's the key piece on that one. And that's, you know, one of the things of 12-step programs, one of the steps is to, you know, go back and do the, what do they call that, where you write the letters to, or you go back and have the conversation with somebody and, you know, basically apologize. And that's great, except sometimes that can stir up a lot of a hornet's nest. And so it's really, that can be a really scary thing to try and decide if that's going to be a good thing to do or not. And that's,
right.
And you can't know that. So that's where you have to allow God to guide you. And believe me, I've seen it personally so many times, and I've seen it in clients so many times. If you do the prayer work about that, you ask specifically for guidance on that piece of it, the situation will literally take care of itself. You will be guided to say the perfect thing, or you will be guided to do nothing, or that other person will approach you. I mean, it's incredibly miraculous how that stuff will work its way out. But that's the kind of thing you got to turn over, because it's just too loaded emotionally. You know, it's too loaded emotionally. So you got to start with yourself first and allow God to guide you on that. Does that make sense?
Yes, okay. that makes sense.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess I get to this place where, you know, it's sort of like I start feeling, well, if it's not a problem for the other person, then it must
right.
be mine to deal with.
Yeah, so that, and again, that's where the forgiveness of self comes in.
Yeah.
And the willingness to just release it, release the energy. And remember, true forgiveness is just a willingness to say, what happened, happened. I'm choosing to no longer carry this experience. And then you can ask for guidance on if you have to take any specific action beyond that, and you'll get the guidance.
Okay.
So I'm going to give out a very specific, very couple of specific cool release or forgiveness prayers to people. And again, Liz, thank you so much, honey, for calling and for inspiring the show. This one's one of my favorites, and these will be on my Facebook fan page later today. This one's from Catherine Ponder. All that has offended me, I forgive. Within and without, I forgive. Things past, things present, things future, I forgive. I forgive everything and everybody who can possibly need forgiveness of the past or present. I forgive positively everyone, especially myself. I am free and all others are free too. All things are cleared up between us now and forever. That, on a daily basis, if you say that prayer out loud 2 to 3 times every day, it's amazing what you'll clear. And then this one is so good for forgiving self. I fully and freely forgive myself. I loose and let go. I let go and let God. The forgiving love of Jesus Christ has set me free from all mistakes of the past or present, and the perfect results now manifest. Remember that Jesus is a phenomenal icon of forgiveness. If nothing else, look at him as a symbol. That's a great and powerful prayer. So we are going to continue this subject next week because it's so awesome. I want to thank everybody for listening, for calling in. Don't forget to check out my website, Michelle with one L, Morgan.org. Barb, thank you so much, darling girl, and we'll talk to you next week. You've been listening to Living on a Prayer. This is Michelle Morgan. Take care.
You've been listening to Living on a Prayer with your host, Michelle Morgan. Join Michelle next Monday at high noon for another hour of attitude, angels, and answers. And in the meantime, visit Michelle on the web at www.michellemorgan.org. That's Michelle with one L, Morgan.org.